slight delay there. Are we on?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Shall I tell you what I'm doing at the moment?
You sound like you've got a small, like plastic box full of pebbles,
sand.
And you've got a shovel, and you're shoveling the pebbles around.
I'm sitting at my computer with a duvet over my head, because
for sound.
Yeah, because we took all the stuff out of the office here to move into the barn next door, so there's literally nothing in here. It sounds like I'm in a cave. So I'm sitting here. It's so hot under this duvet.
That's what the pros do. I've listened to podcasts like proper, like football podcasts, and they do the same thing. Yeah,
do they?
For the sound.
Wow.
Very, very professional.
So how you doing? Office, how you doing, mate? All right. How you doing?
I'm fine, mate. Yeah, how are you? You've had a long run.
Oh, I'm really good.
I don't often speak to you.
I'm so good at the moment.
Long run.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Why is that? Is that because of your... How far into your Grand Slam are you? Or have you done it?
No. I think I've done about 540 miles, so I've got 60 left.
Whoa, close. You're going to finish it off in one go?
No. I've got... how many days left have I got? 12 days left, mate. I've got to average 5 miles a day. I reckon it's doable, don't you?
It's very doable. So that means you must have been going at more than 10 miles a day,
Yep. I reckon I'm probably averaging about 11 to 12. I've just been going out in the evenings and running around in the dark almost every day. In fact, I have run pretty much every day this year. I've got a big streak going.
A streak. Once it's started, you can't stop as well,
You can never stop.
I often have a streak, but my streak is since I started running after the joggle, And you feel like, there's no excuse to not keep your streak going unless you've run like a really long race.
Your minimum time or miles to maintain a streak?
How many do you have to do?
Yeah, because mine's half an hour, I think.
Yeah, 5K, I'd say.
5K, okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Maybe the same, roughly the same. So, you must be feeling good, yeah? You must be, in proper shape.
I'm in good shape.
Shape you've been.
Yep.
Yeah. What is there to put that shape into? Surely you need to go and race somewhere.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I just built up beautifully to no event, no goal, just process. I've just enjoyed the process.
The Centurion track, perhaps?
Run it? Yeah, no. I don't think that's a good idea. So I've got some news for you about who's going to be attending that race, and you're going to get excited, all right?
Yes, go on then.
On top of the stellar British field that we've got, including...
I'm interrupting because you had a lovely suspense-filled pause there, didn't you? It was nice, yeah. You held me for 3 or 4 seconds, yeah. All right. Go on, carry on.
I'm pretty sure that's just a bad signal. We've got wonderful British runners like Beth Pascal and Grant MacDonald, Sam Amend. Anyway, we've got one special international runner. Yeah. We've got one
House of Pain.
One special international runner coming all the way via a quarantine and isolation period from the previous Soviet Republic of Lithuania, Mr. Alexander Shorokin.
Amazing, man. That is good news, yeah? That is possible world record beating news, no?
I cannot tell you how excited I am to watch this guy run 100 miles as hard as he can. because we've watched him run 100 miles as a start of the 24-hour, what, four or five times, and regularly bash out a 12.5-hour 100 without really trying. Yeah. Imagine what he can do if he tries.
Yeah, oh, that is going to be fantastic. Yeah, oh, that's wonderful, man. So how he has to quarantine, what, for 2 weeks? Oh, it doesn't even matter. He's going to be there, isn't he? That's fantastic. Yeah,
it's a whole process, but yeah, we've worked it out, and he can travel, and he just has to do the isolation quarantine thing when he gets here and do the tests, and then he can run. Are you going to come down then? Yeah, we're gonna get on the video and on the mic.
No, I messaged you this week, asking that if I could be there. Yeah, I really, I'd love to be there. And
do you want to run it?
To be involved in any way? No, I don't want to run it. No, I'm going to run your Thames Path.
And you're going to run it fast.
Which is only a few weeks after.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to run it fast? I'd love to run your Thames Path fast, but I really don't know what kind of shape I'm in. I've got a gauge this weekend. I'm doing that, the 6 hour solidarity run for is it 4GB?
But yeah, it's good build up for you, right, for Thames Path. How's your training going?
It's all right. Yeah, I feel okay, but I just, there's nothing. I just don't know where I am because I haven't run. I haven't even run a marathon since the joggles. You just don't know where you are. That's why I wanted to do it. So, I'll try and do around 50 miles on this 6 hour. And if I manage that, then I'll feel good. And I feel like maybe I could give the Thames Path a good effort. Yeah. So,
where are you going to run that 6 hour then?
I think I don't know.
Downslink, out and back on the Downslink.
No, definitely not. I'm gonna jazz flute it a little bit. I'm just gonna I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna run, either run towards Brighton or towards Worthing and Shoreham, and then just kind of flit around a little bit, do a few loops somewhere, and then run off somewhere else and do a few loops somewhere else, and just see how it goes. Trust me, I will end up on the Downslink for a little bit of it. A few out and backs on the Downslink, but just see how it goes, man. Looking forward to it. I've bought some very expensive Morton gels, courtesy of the Centurion running store. They're really expensive, aren't they?
Didn't you use a discount code I gave you?
Discount codes, thank you very much. Yeah, I was working out if you did a 24-hour race,
it cost you about 300 Morton quid.
That would be about 240 quid.
They are so much money, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
the poshest restaurant you've ever been to in your life. Just chuck it all up again at 18 hours.
Do you know that consistency of those Morton gels is really, I don't like it. I've got to say, that lumpy texture is not my cup of tea. They really work, but God, they're awful to get down. Like a goo is just almost look. I look forward to goos, especially when they're a bit cold. But
getting a goo down is like eating treacle. It's like eating treacle when you've been up all night.
Yeah, but that Morton's lumpy. It's like a bit of cold porridge or something. It's so weird.
It kind of melts in your mouth. Anyway, I don't think I've ever had an in-date Morton gel, so I'm excited.
I'm eating at the moment. I've got a load of Hoppy Trails, IPA-flavoured gels that went out of date last September, and they taste so tangy. I can't work out whether it's because they've gone off or they're supposed to be like that. I haven't been sick yet, so I can keep going with them, I reckon.
Did you get a reflex? A twitchy face for five minutes after you stick one in.
Well, you don't want to throw them away, do you? You may as well just eat them. There's nothing wrong with them. They're in a sealed packet.
How can a gel go off?
I have had a goo that I've left in the sun in the van for hours and days and months, and and then eaten it. I've had a rough one before, but yeah.
I was telling someone at Coca-Cola couldn't go off, and we were trying to. I was working, and we were selling these Coca-Colas that were out of date, and I was like, no, they can't go off. Look, I'm going to try one. And
it was
disgusting. Oh my god, it was disgusting. But from like drinking it to about 2 minutes later, my stomach was just
I don't know what happens to Coke when it goes past its sell-by date, but it becomes poisonous. We have to be careful with what we've got for the events that it's all in date, because it can go so rank. Isn't that weird? Yeah. Like it's in an airtight container and it's so much sugar, but it still goes rough. This is fascinating. So what's the news, man? We haven't spoken since we recorded an episode that didn't work.
Yeah, it was like one of many, wasn't it? times we've done that now.
Yeah. In fact, I haven't even tested the sound on this, so this probably doesn't work either.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care. That's awful.
Yeah, well, I've had an interesting 8 weeks or so, yeah. But I shan't complain.
No, so we last time we spoke, you'd moved out of the house and you moved into two vans, which you've got over at a farm, right?
Yes.
And your heating wasn't working, so there was literally an icicle hanging out of your tap. Have things improved since then?
I mean, like I said, I can't complain, because we've been homeless for like sofa surfing for 2 months. But like we sold our house and didn't adequately provide ourselves with somewhere to move into. So it's kind of like completely our own fault, isn't it? Yeah. Just a lack of planning beforehand, maybe. Yeah. Of having somewhere to stay. So yeah, we did have two vans. Now we've got one. But
what happened to the other one?
Oh, it just never worked.
Oh,
it just
God.
So that's gone back.
So is Ruby now in your van with you?
No. So I haven't really slept in the van. I've been sleeping on various sofas and kitchen floors some nights, and like some really bad sofas. The other day I got up and I literally felt like I'd been in a, like someone had come in during the night and just totally rinsed me and beat me up. Yeah, like a really bad broken sofa with a bit of wood in the middle, where you end up just balance, like you, the smaller your back just ends up on that bit of wood, and I don't know. So, yeah, because our car broke down as well, so we had a van kind of in the middle of nowhere, and we weren't really able to get to it. It's all coming together though. In the next few days, the start of next week, I think me and Charlotte will be in the van. One of my daughters is moving into a flat, and then Ruby, my youngest daughter, is moving into my other daughter's, Lily's, flat. So everything will be hunky-dory, mate.
Thank goodness for that. Yeah.
We were in a little bit of a dispute with the man who sold us the van that doesn't work. And about six or seven weeks ago, he took the van back to fix it and told us it would be two hours, and it still hasn't come back. And
oh my God.
All of our stuff's in it. So I've literally had one and a half pairs of clothes for 2 months.
Have you been raiding rerun for your clothes?
No, but I've been quite anal about it, because I've been like, I don't need like anything from rerun, because I've got stuff in that. And I just haven't got it. No, so I've been running. The last run I did before he drove off, I was in those jazzy blue GB tights. So that's what I've been running in every day.
It's amazing how little you can get away with, though. I've had the same two long sleeve t-shirts for the whole winter. And you wear one for like 3 or 4 days, wash it when it smells too bad to put back on, and then wear the other one and then rotate it. Easy.
Yeah. It's amazing. I've got, it's ridiculous. I've got to, it's all right, because we're supposed to wear something GB for this run at the weekend.
Okay.
And I've still my tights, but I'm getting naffed off because I want to wear a pair of shorts, but I have got a pair of shorts to wear during
Mate,
the day.
I can send you my old GB ones. You can keep them.
Yeah, I don't want your.
I got the extra small junior.
They are not suitable for anything other than a international running event.
You can see everything, can't you, in those shorts?
Terrible.
I remember when you went swimming in them, and that you got on the ladder and got out of the pool, and people just started screaming.
They are terrible, aren't they?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. They are so ridiculous.
People represent their country in those, don't they? It's shocking.
It's basically just a banana hammock with a tiny bit of material over the front. It looks like a skirt, actually.
So they give you a tiny skirt, or there's no middle ground, is there? Or the other pair of shorts they give you literally come down to your ankles.
I've still got those red tights as well. They're nice, the red ones from Albi. They're good. So have you been following the sport the last couple of months and all the amazing things that have been happening?
I have been trying to follow the Barclay Marathons, which is on now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And very, very unsuccessfully trying to follow it.
Yeah.
I can't access social media on. I don't have them on my.
Twitter's the best place to follow that.
Yeah, and I don't have Twitter. I can't. Like, what's going on? Tell me.
As soon as it started at 3 a.m. yesterday, their time, and there are one or two international runners. I've no idea how they got in, but I mean, literally into the country. But it's mostly Americans this year, and it was foggy at the start and raining. And your friend of mine, John Kelly, just messaged straight away going, nobody's going to finish. No chance. And I think Jared and Luke Nelson came back off loop one in like 10 and a half, which is, it's just too long. You're not going to get anywhere from there. Then they made it round the second loop in 24 hours and they're out on the third loop, but they won't be able to carry on. And about five people, including Courtney and Maggie, made it out onto loop two, but they all missed the cutoff.
So there's only two. Oh, blimey.
Personally, if they haven't changed the course since 2019 and it's raining and foggy, I don't think it's possible to finish.
You reckon you could win it, yeah?
Hmm?
You reckon you could win it?
Even Jared can't finish that race, in my opinion. I'd be so bold as to say it is pointless, because unless it's dry and no fog, I just don't think, having seen it, I mean, you just can't even stay upright. It's not about running. Everyone was jumping on it going, oh, yeah, Courtney and Maggie, you know, it's going to be the first female finisher. No one's going to finish that. It's the definition of pointless.
Yeah, but you're the shape of your life. What about if you got out there?
I mean, I'd like to think I could get through the second loop and hopefully three, but, I mean, again, I know he changes the course and maybe he'll adjust it slightly from here, but... And I know eventually someone will finish, right? But I can't see it. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
How's your year looking? Because last time I spoke to you...
Yeah, it's all changed for me.
Has it? Last time I spoke to you, you were running, what, the Marathon de Sable in May or whenever.
Marathon de Sable. I think you've been reading the calendar from 2005.
It's in a day. The Montane Sky race.
So I've only got one. One race entered now.
That one in New York. That 3,100.
Yeah, but I'm going to double it.
Yeah.
I've only got one race now. I got the news about 3 weeks ago that I got a place in Tour de Jean.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm pretty over the moon about that. So I'm dropping out of everything else. My plan is to do a Paddy Buckley in June and then a Tour de Jean. And I'd like to still get to Costa Cozzi, but I think Australia might be off limits for a long time, I think.
So Tour de Jean is...
That's the one, mate. That is the one. That is top of the bucket list of remaining challenges to conquer for me, I reckon.
September, yeah? Is that when it is?
Oui, septembre, douce.
Yes, very exciting. Who's your crew? Have you got our Italian?
They take a bag around the mountain for you. Don't need a crew for that, do you?
Yeah, but Robbie lives very close, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I'm sure Robbie would be looking after people who actually stand a chance of competing, probably.
You're in the Sheffield.
Yes, yeah, I could win it.
You need to carry on your Grand Slam streak.
Yeah.
11 miles every day, and then just start adding a lot of get to your little rat jaw in Wendover Woods.
Start verticulating.
Start it.
That's yeah, the stats on TDG are pretty, I mean, it's a pretty lumpy course. I definitely need to do some climbing and descending. And what about you after Thames Path? What are you thinking?
Oh, just that's going to be the pinnacle of my career.
Could be.
So I'm thinking could be. Just bowing out on that, basically.
Are you going to do that 6-day rhino race in Finland?
I feel... I've got my, what do you call it, va-va-voom back for 24-hour racing. So I will throw my, what do you do, throw my hat in the ring, throw my Morton.
For the world champs?
In the box.
Oh, that's exciting. And
so, yeah, when selection comes, I think I'll see how it goes. And if selected, yeah, I'm up for it. I'm up for it again.
He's back in the room.
We always end up talking about 24 hours, but I still, that race, I haven't beaten that race yet.
Oh, me neither. Oh, 100%. I mean, you've had way more success than me, clearly, but I feel like it's unfinished business for sure.
You've got to do, I think, I always say, three in a row, 200.
No, no. I'll take one race of 250 plus. That's my dream. 250.
One off is not good enough because it's just luck. You've got to do it consistently. I mean, you've got to do it three times in a row.
I don't have the desire to do it. Unless I re-qualified, I don't have the desire. And I think, I don't know. It's such a temptress, isn't it? That format is a temptress.
It is, isn't it? Always calling your, calling.
Every time I plan a year, there's always, is that 24? Is that going to fit? This year, I'm not doing any. I'm not. I'm just not doing it. But it's in Romania again this year, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That was such a good trip.
Timișoara.
Timișoara, yeah.
Maybe Bucharest, yeah. I think they might change it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like Timișoara. That was a beautiful place.
It was a beautiful place, yeah.
We had some romantic times there in the town.
How many times? Three times. Yeah, no.
You went back and did a 24-hour and did about 13 miles, didn't you?
I did. No. I entered the... They asked me to come back and do the 12-hour, yeah. And I got my dates wrong. I didn't realise it was the weekend after I finished that six-day race.
I forgot about that.
I told the line. I think I managed 3 hours. Yeah,
that's not bad, to be honest.
After 2 hours, I was thinking, mate, actually, I don't feel that bad. And I was looking around at the people running. I was thinking, I can win this. I was thinking that. Between 2 hours and, I don't know, 2 hours 15 and 2 hours 30, I slumped massively. Yeah, and I was like, reality hit. And I was like, what am I doing?
I usually finish 24-hour races in about 12 hours, so I can sympathise with how you felt there. That's good. So what's the rerun plan for this year? What's the big rerun news?
We've been sending out loads of B-bombs.
B-bombs? I haven't got one yet. Where's my B-bomb?
She didn't reply.
Are you giving me a two-minute WhatsApp voice message again? I don't know what to say.
But we've just ordered a lot more, so I can send you one, yeah. If you promise to as we've been telling people, yeah, project as much love as possible into your little patch of seeds, then yeah, and take that love back in return. Yeah, I'll send you some because you do the same route, no? Mm. Quite a lot.
Yeah.
So
it's yeah, such a good idea.
Yeah, put them down. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea just for like just for motivation in running. Like yeah. You've got to go out
somewhere to visit. Yeah.
And if it's a long run and you stick it like halfway in between your long run, it feels like sometimes when it's hard to get out running, it's so much easier when there's like a purpose to the run, you know, when you've got you're actually running somewhere. So, yes, I will send you some.
I know Charlotte messaged saying she was concerned because some people had said, oh, you know, they're not native flowers and you shouldn't be chucking seeds down for stuff. What's the deal with that?
No, so the deal is, yeah, if you're an absolute purist about like localized nature, then the best thing to do is to put down flowers that are completely native to your postcode.
But right.
That is really incredibly hard to do. So, okay. Yeah, all of the bombs that we've got are like native to the UK, and
so they're just British wildflower seeds, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although a few of them we've like put in a little bit of a skunk and stuff just to
mate, there's a bloke round my way around the farm that's been two busts recently where he's been growing like cannabis plants in the middle of like public forests in plastic bags, just sort of hiding them in plain sight. Well, I reckon he's got them all over the place, and he figures if he loses two or three of them, he might get two or three, make it all the way. I mean, what a genius, eh?
It's good, yeah. It must be happening.
It's good.
It's weed, isn't it? Just grows weeds. Yeah. Yeah. So that's been fun. Then we're gonna do. We're planning with Rerun a little. It's not a virtual race, but we're trying to. We're planning some like hacks to fix with your shoes and get people to do it and then see how many miles we can run in like in repaired shoes. Yeah.
So which I got a pair of those Vaporflies, right? And I bought them secondhand about 2 years ago when they came out for a 24-hour. And the guy reckoned he'd done 100 miles in them. I've added up. Hold on, I'll tell you how many miles I've got out of these shoes. And they're all a tiny bit of the sole came off. I've done 670 miles in them on top of what he did, and they're completely fine.
You're all right, okay. Because I've started fixing some of those. I'm quite happy that I've found a kind of way to, because sometimes they wear through to the carbon plate and you can see the carbon plate.
Like,
that's interesting. That happens. A lot of the ones that we get donated, that's happened. So
okay.
I've started, yeah, kind of Frankensteining a different sole just over that bit, and it seems to be. So, yeah, if anyone has any of those Vaporflies that have gone on the sole, send them to me, and I'll fix them for them for free, just because I feel because they can test them out. Yeah.
I'll send you some pictures of mine. They're in really good shape. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them apart from the soles come off. I wonder if the carbon plate like loses some of its bounce back ability, but I mean, it doesn't matter. They feel good.
Do they make a difference? I didn't realise you were running in them.
Yeah, I had them for that Desert Solstice race. Do they make a difference? I don't know. I've never raced like a marathon in them and tried to go for it.
Yeah, but that Desert Solstice, you did that. How far did you go? 30 miles? It was.
that was Robbie. I managed 100, I think, 100 miles. But I think they help. I think they help. You feel bouncy in them. Because, you know, that's my perspective. And whether it's psychological or not, I feel like they're less abusive on your legs after a long time on the road. I ran a 50K in them for One Love a few weeks ago, and they felt good for that.
One Love. There were some good times in that One Love, wasn't there? Yeah,
dude, that guy threw down a 3-hour.
Yeah, 50K. Yeah.
He's like a 225 marathoner or something. I was like, where did he come from? I mean, I really thought about giving that one a good go and seeing if I could, you know, be competitive. And then I got back from my run where I just decided I just didn't have the desire. And I think one of the guys down in Cornwall who runs for Mud Crew, who won the Arc or something, had done like a 3:11. I mean, I would never have got there. And then someone else ran 3 hours for 50K. What the hell? In a virtual race.
Yeah. So what do you think? Pair of Vaporflies for the Thames Path, huh?
I mean, I wouldn't go on a trail in them. They're too unstable. I mean, it's just not what they're for, is it? I mean, if it was dry, you'd probably get away with it, but I don't know.
They make trail ones now, don't they? I'm sure I've seen.
What, a carbon plate trail shoe?
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen it. What's your shoe? Your shoe?
It's hard for me to say because I get shoes from La Sportiva. I haven't bought a pair of shoes in 8 years, but I don't know. I think maybe one.
Not even a pair of smart brogues.
No, dude, you're joking me.
You spend a lot on those Italian leather boat shoes of yours.
The smartest I've been in the last 5 years was when I wore that shirt that you sent me from the GB Stella McCartney shirt out in the garden.
The down bit where I can't remember the chinos. Someone bought the chinos the other day.
Did they?
So you've got a match out there somewhere.
Someone doctored that photo and put a pair of deer's legs or something on me, didn't they?
It's so funny.
That's, I think it was Charlie weird. Harper. I mean, there's just no need. So
smartest you've been. What shoes did you have on?
No idea. I got sent a pair of shoes, like leather shoes, from a friend of mine who runs our races, but I haven't worn them. I mean, we're in lockdown, right? No, it's open. You're not going to go to a wedding or anything like that, are you? So,
suppose it's open. Get some quality stuff there. Yeah.
So what are you going to do on the 29th when lockdown ends? You're going to go mental?
No, I don't know. I didn't even. I've done something. The best thing I've ever done was I stopped listening to anything. I think on Boxing Day, like really, like anally not listening. Into the news, so if it comes on, I'm in a car or the radio, or and I'm not in control of the volume, I just put my hands in my ears and like woo, 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 and sing like that. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'll probably just do the same. Maybe I'll come to a race or something. Yeah, what's happening with the Thames Path? Is it mass start or
it won't be mass start. It should be fine to go ahead. We've got the permits. The government's giving us the final guidelines on Monday to say you need to do this and that in order to go ahead. We should be fine to do all of what they're asking, because I don't see why it should be any different to last autumn. So it's going to be the same as last year, like a time trial start.
So you have to go to 10 Downing Street to collect your permits.
10 Downing Street. They issue the race permits for ultras now, yeah.
Yeah. There's a big queue of people. You, Mark Cockbane, and Fergus McMugrew. You're all there waiting. Yeah.
I really hope. I have entered one other race apart from TDG, and that's that Mud Crew. Oh, what the fuck is it? It's like a 45 miler from. On some of the art course at the end of May, but I don't know if it's going to go ahead or not.
If yours is.
So. I think it's the National Trust who are more of an issue. But yeah, I reckon we're 95% of the way there on starting with the South Downs 50 on the 17th of April. We just got to wait for Monday, and then that's it. That's the last piece of the puzzle. And we're good to go. Everybody said, yeah, they were so good. All the landowners have just said, yeah, absolutely. We know you can do it safely. Come back. We can't wait to get this stuff started again. And good to go. Just got to get sign off from Bozis.
Oh, can you divert it past my van then?
No.
Come on.
What do you want to go past your van for? What are you going to do? It's... Throw cakes at people?
No, clap.
Politely. Move your van. It's easier for you to move your van or your body than me to divert 370 runners.
It's not that far, the van, because you go up. It's quite close to Lancing Ring, isn't it? Yeah, is that where you go up to? Yeah. Or Cisbury, Lancing.
Cisbury, yeah. Is that where your farm is, where you're parked up now?
Quite down, just down from there, yeah, down from there.
That's exciting.
So, well, people could run along the ridge and just wave, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you could offer it as a, like a, what's it called? Not a diversion, like a, an alternative.
Can you let some fireworks off?
I can do, yeah. What now?
Yeah, like some Thunder Kings. If you fire them out of your hand, like we used to when we were kids, you could fire them at the runners.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that. Or shoot arrows or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Arrows with, like, soaked in goo gels or something.
It's a good idea. Are you going to be at the start with your jiffy bag to collect runner's kitty?
With my big bag. Yeah, yeah.
You got so much stuff last year. It was great, wasn't it?
It's brilliant, yeah.
So the big change for the events this year is that everyone gets a tracker, so you can see where everyone is all the time.
So, yeah, wonderful.
It's going to be good, though. I can't wait to see, you know, our race on the open tracking system.
No, it will be confusing with it. So I don't want to dull down your enthusiasm.
Oh, with the time trial format, yeah.
No one will have any idea,
True, yeah. Sorry, you've now wiped out my enthusiasm. I'm now down in the dumps about it.
No, it's all right, because if you start early, you can be in the lead for a while, can't you?
Well, you will. So Thames Path, you'll be off first, right? So you'll just time trial, like, solo effort to the finish.
No, I want to run with people. Like, I never run with people. And
You're just like Killian, you are. You just mess around, run with people, chat to them, and then drop them. And I can say that from experience, because you've done it to me. Like, you've lulled me into this false sense of security that we're going to have a lovely day out together, and then you gradually pull away, and then you just piss off.
It's the other way around. You lulled me into this false sense of security that you'd done a bit of training before the race. And
I had trained for that, just it had been 2 or 3 years previous.
Yeah, after the first hill, it became quite apparent that you hadn't.
You bastard. So what you're saying is that if I hadn't been there, like a dead weight, you'd have run like an hour quicker.
I don't know. Like, I don't know about an hour, but like you spend so much time training alone that it's nice in races to like be around people, isn't it?
No, I just prefer to run on my own. I don't. I love that bit at the start of an event, especially where you're all chatting and pretending like you're not trying that hard, but everyone's secretly blowing out the fun. Especially in a 24-hour. It's been so weird having, like, no racing at all, though, right? There's just nothing. And I guess the South Downs Way 50 might be one of the first things back, like, first races back again. I wonder what else is going to happen April, May, before things get easier.
It's different, isn't it? You're kicking off the season.
Well, this happened last time, and there's quite a bit of pressure that comes with that, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm determined to go ahead. Like, if we're allowed, I just think we should go ahead. What's the point? You're just going to be waiting forever otherwise, because the government just changed their mind whenever they want.
Why wouldn't you anyway? And anyway, if they don't let you go ahead... I mean, I think you just got to start going rogue, quite frankly.
There's one small problem with that. Not insured, and then someone gets run over and...
But I'm out running...
They'll take your van.
I'm, like, training, and if I get run over, that's just... Anyway, we haven't got to that point. If we do, I think there has to be the rogue discussion.
If that happens, I'll call you in to direct the race, because I think that would be the best combination.
I've been asked again to possibly go to India in November.
Asked me yesterday if that race is still happening, and I said, oh, no, it didn't work out because of Dan.
the worst race director, like giving people deals when they like they were like half an hour away from the cutoff, like missed it, and they were coming into the aid station going, "Oh, please let me go on." And I was like, "Right, if you could do 5K in 25 minutes, I'll be waiting there for you. You can carry on."
With their plastic bag, with their stuff in the plastic bag.
They made it, those two, yeah. They made it.
In 3 days. What's it called? Paradise Trails?
Paradise Trails, yeah.
And you think it will happen again?
Yeah, they want it to happen in November. They asked whether I wanted to come and be part of it. I'd really like to be part of it, but they'd have to give me, maybe that's not the best thing, they'd have to give me a bit more control in terms of its environmental impact on the area it's going through. If I can get them to really like go for it and almost make it like one of the most like best races, like environmental races, especially in India, but you know, even like further afield, then I'm up for it. But if they, like last time, they kind of listened to what I said when I told them and then really didn't do it in practice. Yeah. So,
what are you talking about? Plastic waste and vehicle use and.
Yeah. Well, the environmental stuff, but then all the other stuff, just for me, a race is like, it's made like your races, like it's races all about those aid stations. Yeah. That's where you get a feel of the race. You know what I mean? Because the other time you're out on your own, and all races are beautiful because you're always running through beautiful areas, you know, but it's really made special in the aid stations. And I really tried to get them to really make an effort of the aid stations, and they told me they would. And then they employed like a few, like, 17-year-old Utes who didn't know anything about running and would just sit on their moped like half asleep and wait for a runner to come and then have drunk all the coke themselves and
it does sound good. Like, I would love to go and do that. I mean, maybe on the way to Costa Cozzi. Are you going to go to India for the winter, do you think?
I don't know. I'd love to have some sunshine. If I can get there, I'd love to be able, in like dream scenarios, but to get there overland and spend months out there and then come back. Yeah, I miss the hot sun. I really do. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's been a long dark winter. I think I've run 85% of my miles in the dark this winter. It's just rough. Yeah, and I do like running with a head torch. And obviously, you can have your music going full whack on the country lanes because you can see the lights coming. So it has its bonus. But there's a couple of times, mate, I've been running around over the back of Luton Airport. One night, I went over there. There's just so much fly tipping and people like driving like lunatics and burnout cars and stuff, and I was over there one night and these guys were just coming at me in this car like as fast as they could, like swerving. So I was getting off the road. I ended up just running across a field to get away from them. It's like, what is this place? It's like 4 miles from my house. It's like, come on, lads.
Luton Airport. Love, I thought you were going to tell me a UFO story then.
I mean,
that's where you need to take your seed bombs, mate. Yeah?
Luton Airport.
Yeah, the back of Luton Airport.
I mean, it doesn't seem like a place that I want to keep visiting that frequently.
Yeah,
I was over there again today in daylight. I'm trying to run. I've got this map, OS map, right. And it's a 1 to 25,000, and it's centered on our house. You can get them from OS for about 15 quid. And I'm trying to run every road and trail on the map.
I thought you were offering other people to buy the one centered around your house.
It'd be a bestseller. And I was just, I'm ticking all those roads and trails off around Luton Airport at the moment, and I don't think I'll be rushing back, put it that way.
Are you like giving them like a star system.
Yeah, Drew asked me that. Am I giving every trail a rating? No, I'm not. I'm just, it's just something to do, isn't it? I mean, gives you a purpose sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. What would it just, what would the Luton Airport one got on the star scale?
Well, 10 out of 10. For interest, it was very interesting over there.
That's what you need. You need interest, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. Maybe I should go and do my 6 hour out at the back end.
I mean, when someone's trying to run you over in a car, you do run fast.
Yeah. I've had it when dogs chase me and stuff. Yeah.
In India.
You really pick up your speed, don't you?
In Shoreham.
No, in India, yeah. And I think a part of Spartathlon as well. I seem to remember getting chased by a dog. Yeah.
I tell you what, no offence, but thank God we didn't do that lockdown podcast again this time.
It would have been dreadful, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. It would have ended me.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. Well, we've recorded this and this will just float into the universe like the last one, yeah.
Yeah. I reckon if we do this once every 6 to 12 months, it'll definitely keep everyone interested.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, actually, funny enough, I was walking to rerun today, bumped into this chap I hadn't seen for ages, and his first question to me was, "All right, mate, how's the podcast?"
What's his name? Give him a shout out.
Jason, yeah. I don't know if he ever listens, but yeah. "All right, mate, how's the podcast?" So I told him it wasn't that healthy, but today we were actually going to record. So,
well, you sound a bit tired today. I'm a bit worried about you. You sound a bit worn down. I think it's the sofa surfing has taken it out of you.
It does take it out of you.
Are you going to be all right for this 6 hour?
You'll be fine, mate. What?
Yeah. Just make sure popping those Morton gels from like 5 minutes in.
I'm looking forward to it. My only race preparation this time round is I just need to know where I'm sleeping the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've kind of asked that I have a bed the night before.
Can't you sleep at rerun?
I could sleep at rerun, isn't it? That's what Binky does on like disused trainers. I could do. It's not the greatest night's sleep before a steady 6 hour. Is it?
It's cold in that rerun building as well, and it's like our farm. It's just cold.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine. I'm gonna get up early, get up at 5, start at 6, finish by 12. Yeah, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Is that Saturday then you're doing that?
Sunday.
Okay, yeah. I'll leave you some WhatsApps to get you motivated on Saturday night. Yeah, it's pizza night tonight. Take away.
Isn't it just right? Charlotte is banging her watch at me.
Mm-hmm. Tell her hi and thanks for the table and chairs. They look really good in our barn. And
Oh,
did you know? Just before you go, there's money embedded in the table.
Yes, that coins, no?
Yeah, I've taken them out and spent them.
Oh, have you? Yeah. They're all like foreign, no?
Definitely. Did you go? Georgia was hanging around down there. She's like, "Daddy, there's money in the table." And I was like, "What?" And there is actually money embedded in the table. It's amazing.
Embedded, yeah, there is, isn't it? In the legs, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a French thing.
Yeah. Le Francis. Yeah. All right, I love you. Have a great race this weekend, and I'll speak to you in about 3 months.
Okay, yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye.